Man, this show is so much better than my other show.
Greetings once again, true believers, and welcome to installment number 8 of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me are Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, also known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Boys, how is it going tonight?
Very well.
Yeah, also doing very well. Thanks for asking. How about you?
It's all good in the hood.
Good.
Oh, that was a pun for later. That was completely unintentional, too. That's good time.
You're just that smooth.
I guess. All right, so this week, this is the week of October 14th through the 21st in the year 2015. Lots of things to discuss this week. Big anniversary event going on. Let's cover the normal stuff first and get it out of the way. Deadpool dailies of the week. Today was your green Black Widow. Thursday is a black Loki. Friday, purple Daken. Saturday, yellow Squirrel Girl. Sunday is black Doctor Doom. Monday, purple Mystique. Tuesday, green Hulk. And Wednesday is yellow Sam Wilson. Story events and things that went on this week. We had our first ever Galactus boss event. We're going to talk more about that one later, but for briefly things, boy, after level 4, it got really hard.
Yeah, real quick.
While many alliances did manage to complete it, sadly, the Longbox heroes did not make it past round 6.
Yeah, no Cyclops for us.
After Galactus was Simulator was the next story event. That one's wrapping up tonight, I believe. Yeah, for 13,500 was a Black Loki. And 28,000 got a legendary token. I finished mine earlier today and got a sweet, sweet Mr. Fantastic. So that
nice.
Was exciting.
Yeah, excellent.
PvP events. Man, there were more than I could shake a stick at, apparently, because I'd forgotten half of them existed by the time this part of the week came around. Started out last week with Weapon Tex-Mex. Red Deadpool at 800 points. 1,000 for Red Carnage. 1,300 for your legendary token. First place got you Purple Deadpool. And spots 2 through 100 were Rocket and Groot. Following that was Black Vortex. This is one of the where they really started throwing anniversary tokens at you. So there are anniversary tokens at 300, 450, 650, and 900. 800 got you a yellow Groot. 1K got you a red Deadpool. 1300 got you a legendary token. First place, Black Elektra, and 2 through 100 were Bullseyes. Following that was one of the brand new events, the class of 2015, featuring all the characters that were released this year. Again, same with the rewards with the anniversary tokens, the 300, 450, 650, 900. For 1K, got you a red Elektra. 1300 got you a legendary. First place was a yellow Invisible Woman. And 2 through 100 was Squirrel Girl. Women of Marvel is still going strong today. Again, anniversary tokens, 3, 450, 650, 900. 1300 got you a legendary token. First place was a green Devil Dino, who has made his return to token access, because he had disappeared for quite some time. And 2 through 100 are Gamoras. And starting tomorrow is the RAR event, where your Devil Dino can show up and chomp on people with his varied, I will bite you, or I will bite you in a slightly different way, or I will do my arms at you, powers.
The very dynamic character. Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what else they want him to do, but there you go. It is still in anniversary week time. We got 4 more days of anniversary events coming at you. There are continuous points going in the anniversary. 1750 will get you a anniversary 10-pack. Man, I want to try and get that far, because a 10-pack of anniversary tokens sounds really, really sweet.
I fully agree, and we will fill you in on the changes they've made recently to the anniversary tokens, which makes it even that much sweeter.
Yes. 4,000 points in the anniversary gets you a legendary token, and then the rewards are crazy after that. First place through fifth place gets you two anniversary 10-packs. Places 6 through 25 gets you an anniversary 10-pack. Places 26 through 50 get you 3 anniversary tokens. 51 through 100 also gets you 3.
Wait. 26 through 50 gets you 5 anniversary tokens.
Yeah. Oh,
all right. I knew I had a typo there somewhere. All right. So, yeah, 51 through 100 is 3. And then 100 all the way down to 1,000 still gets you 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
And for playing it all, you're going to get at least one more anniversary token.
That is
places
generous.
1,001 to the, yeah, they really are pushing the anniversary tokens, and good.
I agree. All right, can you tell us a little bit about the developer changes to the what you get out of the anniversary tokens?
Yeah, so after the Galactus event and some comments back from their players, the developers have made some changes. In anniversary packs, the odds of Devil Dino in a one pack are being doubled, and they're being increased in the 10-pack and 40-packs by 10%. The odds of 3-star characters are being increased by 50% over what they are now, and will be 20% higher than a standard heroic pack. 4-stars are getting a huge boost, increasing by 140%, and will also be 20% better than your chance in a heroic pack.
Right, previously they were impossible, now they're next to impossible. Nah, it's not that bad. I'm exaggerating.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, you've gotten 4-star heroes, so clearly.
No, I heard
impossible.
That they were doing the change to the heroic tokens, or not heroic, but the anniversary tokens, and so I stopped spending them until they actually, you know, made that change. Had 2 saved up, immediately used them when the change was made, and got 2 3-stars. Not usable to me, but still, immediately got 2 3-stars.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely a big change, I would
right.
say.
Right, and the anniversary tokens are some of the only tokens that I am using up immediately upon receiving them so that I can also purchase one for that $50 a day.
Right.
50
right.
hero points per day super sale.
Yeah, that is still that bargain going on throughout the event, so make sure you stock up every day on that that token, especially now that they've boosted it.
Right, right.
For 50 to get you a 4-star sounds like a good deal.
I know, and now since Devil Dino is a 4-star, does that increase of Devil Dino plus the 4-star increase, does it stack for him? Does it make it like
question.
A 200% more likely that you'll get a Devil Dinosaur? Because I know I got a Devil Dinosaur out of an anniversary token. I know you both did.
I did as well, yes.
So it looks like it's happening.
This is true. I've got 2 since the event started.
Wow. Keep them coming.
And then they also gave out yesterday, I believe it was, a couple anniversary tokens for people who'd already spent or bought some with that 50 coins.
Right.
So you got 2 additional anniversary tokens. If you bought 10 packs, you were getting 3 more additional anniversary tokens for every 10 pack you bought. And that included 10 packs you got from rewards. So if you had already gotten the 10 pack from reward points, that was also going to get you another 3 anniversary tokens on top of that.
Wow.
So it actually turned into a 13 pack.
It's raining anniversary tokens.
It's crazy. And then if you spent the big bang and bought a 40-pack of anniversary tokens, you're going to get an additional 10-pack for every 40-pack you bought.
Wow.
So a 40-pack actually turned into a 50-pack for you.
Wow. The fine folks at D3 are really opening up their wallets this holiday season. And
well, that was one of the big complaints, was that the rewards were such low percentages for these higher characters that, you know, that everybody was getting... Well, Moonstone. And they didn't care for it too much.
The holiday season being Columbus Day, as we all know.
Oh, I meant Halloween, but sure.
Bah!
If you mean...
That's not for weeks to come.
If you mean Indigenous Peoples Day, then I agree with you.
I do not. I mean this crazy Italian guy who sailed for Spain and claimed this land in the name of Europe.
I don't know about you, but I've been to the Dominican Republic, and Spain can have it back.
It was real nice there. It was just hot as all get out.
Yeah.
All right. So that's where the changes in tokens. Let's talk about changes to Galactus. We were going to talk some more about Galactus in our listener comments section, as we had many comments about how hard that event got. But the developers, while we're here, are making some changes. What they had stated is that they got 111 alliances made it into round 7, and 49 alliances made it to the final score target in round 8. That's pretty impressive. They got a lot of feedback, and so they're going to be tweaking a few things. They're saying that, in particular, even in later rounds, there are going to be multiple interesting strategies to tackle Galactus. My favorite was to just have Punisher shoot him in the face. It's a takedown kill.
Yeah,
if
but
you
get
him down
get
30%, it's an insta-kill.
You got to get him down below that 40%. It's 40, isn't it? If you have, well, I think, if you have his
level 5 retribution, I believe so.
Yeah.
Right.
But how do you get him down to 40? That was my question, because...
Well, I was doing it with Luke Cage and Iron Fist, and then Punisher is how I was getting there a couple times.
Oh, of course you were. I was going to say, because it has to involve Luke Cage.
How does it not involve Luke Cage, the greatest character in the game?
How is he not in this fight?
Exactly.
That's all the elements of a great Luke Cage fight.
It's got purple being turned to black, black being turned into jab-jab cross. Repeat, 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 red to the face, dead Galactus. All right, they're also going to be making each individual fight against Galactus feel, quote-unquote, meatier and more satisfying. So I guess like a good steak hoagie or something.
I guess. I feel like anything would be meatier and more satisfying than a 2-round insta-kill where you dished out 720 damage to him and then moved on to the next set of characters that were going to get wiped out.
Yeah, again, a good reason why Iron Fist was nice to jump in, because at least I was doing like 500 points of damage each round from his exquisite technique.
Right.
What they're also saying is that they're going to make the matches against Galactus last longer than a short, predictable number of rounds, which we found to be like 4.
Right.
Because, you know, round 1, Galactus puts out his 2 turn tokens. Round 3, he slurps them all up for a gabillion AP, and then he hit me for 1,000,000 points of damage over and over again.
True story, bro.
Cool story, bro. But yeah, we're going to get into that more with listener comments.
Right, I think Ray has a thing or two to say about this. A
couple things.
First, though, we're going to fill in, last week we talked about the intro of Thunderbolt Ross coming into the game, whom I had to fight today in the simulator. He's one of your fights. But now we have actual details on the powers to fill in all the numbers instead of just X's. So, Ray, Right. Tell me about Thunderbolt.
So, Thunderbolt has his red power, which is called Seeing Red, is a passive power. His anger burns so hot, the air around him threatens to ignite, is the color text. So we didn't have the numbers before. If he is damaged, the base level is 342, so it's pretty low. If he's damaged for 342 points, he creates a countdown tile, which destroys 2 random basic tiles when it goes off. At level 5, this goes up to 6 basic tiles, and it triggers at 679 damage or more, which is really low considering the number of hit points that Hulk tends to have. Then his green power is Hammer and Anvil. What he does is he deals damage to the entire team. It starts out at 335 damage, but goes up to 1400 damage to the entire team. And if you have, it requires 9 green to activate, but if you happen to have 18 or more green, it drains all friendly green AP and deals 3,700 additional damage.
Ooh.
So at max level, at level 5, that's 2,700 damage with an additional 7,300.
Oh, so that's he's a doing lot of green to get, though.
11, yeah, it's 18 green, but he'll do 11,000 points of damage to the entire team.
I'm assuming you can team him up with Normal Hulk to generate your green via anger.
I don't have proof of that, but that is the
right. That would make sense. That plus
the scuttlebutt
plus gray suit Black Widow to put some more green magic out there.
Yeah, so teaming him up with Hulk and her, man, get that green going, and I'll just win.
Yeah, I just don't know, since he's also called Red Hulk, if that's going to invalidate.
Right, if you can't do 2
the
Hulks.
Hulk and Hulk or not. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do not know. Speculation is that you can even do Red Hulk, Green Hulk, and She-Hulk. That's what people are talking about, but an all-Hulk squad.
Gamma powers activate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of which, his third power is Gamma Siphon. Costs 7 purple, or pink, I call
They're
it purple.
Yeah. Deadpool
he
likes purple.
Grabs a hold of the enemy and drains them of their energy. He drains the enemy team of all green AP and generates 1 of his own green AP. That goes up to generate 7 at level 5.
Ooh.
So once you get 7 purple, he automatically steals all the enemy's green and makes 7 of his own. So that really powers the Hammer and Anvil pretty well.
Right.
So, yeah, pretty devastating. How did your fight go? I haven't reached him yet.
Yeah, it was strangely, incredibly easy. I don't know why, but I won it the very first time I tried it with minimal effort. He did get the Hammer and Anvil me once, but it wasn't... He wasn't supercharged at it, so it didn't
I don't think the computer is going to wait till it has the 18.
Right. It was... I didn't find him that devastating, but like I said, it was the computer probably not maximizing what they could do with him.
Right. Yeah, so that's what we have on the Hulk. I mean, we had that before, but those are all the specific numbers.
All right. There was a 4-star battle this week in the Deadpool Daily.
Right.
It was, I don't know if anyone could even play it. I know I couldn't. It was the She-Thor. So I don't even know who she got the battle because I couldn't see anything about it.
It was Ragnarok.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, yep. Maxed out Ragnarok. I have 1 yellow and 1 blue for her, which put her at level 74, I think. So I really didn't have a chance. But I played it twice, once just to see how bad it was, and then again just to make sure. And it was bad. I couldn't do anything against him. I got him hurt once, and he immediately healed all of it, and then laid down all the damage.
Right.
Not a chance. Ian?
No, Ragnarok embarrassed me. I was embarrassed to be fighting Ragnarok in the first place. And then I have Lady Thor at one red cover. So it was such a staunch beating. It wasn't even worth it. I was sad, but not that sad. I don't really. Now that I know what to expect, I no longer care. And it helps. It helps to ease
the
pain.
That's the spirit.
I know. But I tried. I played just in case, you know, something bizarre was going to happen, but nothing that bizarre happened.
Again, I'm not complaining about it because it makes sense. But yeah, the 4-star matches continue to be pretty hard. So if you don't have your 4-star character at least decently covered, you're not winning those fights.
Right. Well, hopefully after all this anniversary hoopla, Devil Dinosaur will be at a playable level. So when it's his turn to 4-star it, you'll have a chance.
And just to amuse myself while you guys were talking so much about Sheathor, I played a match of Whippin' a Marvel and got myself up to that 1,200 points so I could get that Moonstone reward. I don't get enough Moonstones in my life that I really needed that reward.
Do we know what the next 4-star? Who's the next required?
I do not. It's supposedly in the vault, right? It's the next 4-star in the vault.
What? Really?
I have seen people speculate that if you look in the vault.
Oh, then it might be Devil Dinosaur.
It should be then Devil Dinosaur. It should be whoever is below the legendary token in the vault.
Interesting. I'm going to keep an eye on that.
That seems to have rung true every time I've looked.
Yeah, that is news to me.
Okay.
Good to know.
Oh, sweet. Hey, also completing that fight, I got a legendary token, which just got me a 4-star Deadpool.
How'd you get a legendary token?
Well, I mean, a anniversary token.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, 4-star Deadpool. Good time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Suck.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's times like this that when I hear your tales of woe, I just want to be like, shut up, Craig.
For those who may have checked out, we got lots of comments because we did put out a special episode last week for new players just to give some of our sad little thoughts and comments as to... some things maybe we wish we knew when we started playing the game. And from some of those posts, I learned a thing or two from some of our listeners as well. But Ray, what kind of comments did we get this week?
Yeah, so we did get posts. So several questions. So, and I don't know if it was really a confusion so much, maybe things we missed. In any case, the first question was about tokens. Do tokens expire? Basically because they don't have enough hero points to get another slot. So can they just store up tokens instead of using the tokens and then having the characters, you know, worry about them expiring? Characters do expire, covers do, but tokens do not. It even used to be that when you finished an event, you would get event tokens, and if you didn't spend those tokens by the end of the event, those event tokens would become heroic tokens. Well, that doesn't happen anymore either. You can actually keep the tokens in that event. The event gets shoved way off to the right in your in the game, so you just scroll to the right and they should still be there. They should never expire. So if you have a low level team and you're, you know, wondering if you can just keep the tokens, yeah, you can stockpile them. Standard tokens, as Ian and I are aware, and stack many tokens.
Correct.
And we have several people in the Alliance who are stacking up taco tokens like mad so they can clear the entire vault in one go. I think that's a little crazy, but...
that's a little crazy. Okay.
Yeah, that is.
That's a little amazing.
Another question was about recruiting three-level characters. How much of a change is it to, if you say you have mostly 1-stars and you suddenly get, you know, a 3-star and you replace one of your characters with it, how bad is the scaling on that? And I unfortunately wasn't really paying attention so much. When I went through this, I was just so excited to get a 3-star. I just threw them in as quickly as I could.
I did the same.
Craig, I think you said you didn't notice either the scaling difference.
I did not, but I didn't know that there even was such a thing back when I was that far in the game.
Right.
So I didn't know that there was any detriment. I didn't notice that the game got that much harder for me than anything else.
I would say, however, that it is calculated. It is something that's taken into account, but I would not waste a 3-star selling it just so that you can maintain your, you know, what slice you're put into.
I would not throw away a 3-star, but I would resist opening better than standard tokens so that, you know, I don't bump myself up too fast. And once I learned about scaling much, you know, well beyond a year into playing, you know, I've still continued to raise people up with covers, but I don't put any ISO into them until I'm ready to take them to 166.
Right. That leads me into our second comment. It was about a piece of advice that we should have covered, I guess, is to try and keep all your, if you're worried about that is, try and keep all your heroes and villains around the same level. The level that they are is what gets calculated into the scaling. That's why when a 3-star comes in at level 40, if you only have level 15 characters, that may make a difference. The same thing will happen if you start bumping that character up to level 94. If all the rest of your team is still level 15, you might run into some issues. So you should try and even them out a little bit.
Correct.
On to the next comment. We had posted about, or we had mentioned it in the last podcast, about how damage is calculated and how damage, like on a specific character's color, it determines whose symbol is on each tile.
Right.
Okay.
We'll refer to that as tile affinity. So when you have an Iron Man who's really high up in red, his symbol is going to be on that tile. That tile has an affinity to Iron Man. That is based specifically on the amount of damage that character does when you make a match with that color. If the damage on that color, red for example, is the exact same on two characters, surprisingly enough, what determines whose symbol is on that tile is where they are in your lineup. So for example, when you pick your team, whoever is on the left is the one who's going to have a prevalence for getting their symbols out. I don't know how often that comes into play. To be honest, I don't pay that much attention to it, but it was something that was asked and answered in the comments, so I thought I would mention it.
Right, that was new info to me, so we're also still learning from other people. So.
Right. There was a question about a statement that we had made about in PvP. It is the last team that you use in PvP will be the team defending you when you are attacked. We had a question. Well, we had commented that if your characters are downed and you are attacked, a random character will be pulled and used in its place. And we had someone asking for a reference for where we got that information. Ian, you had an answer for that?
I said... let me try to clear it up in a more professional way. I got that information from a pretty well-read, well-traveled member of our alliance. I unfortunately do not have a source for where he got it. I don't know if he found it in a D3 forum or if he just made it to, you know, satisfy my curiosity. It could be total poppycock, and I apologize if that is the case. If anybody can verify or dispel this either way, we would love to hear more, but as far as I have been led to believe, that happened, that is the truth.
And it seems like it might make sense, though, because sometimes you're playing PvP and you'll see some characters team together and you're just like, why is this person in, you know, in their group of three?
Right.
And that, you know, it's much lower level. It doesn't make any sense.
But, right.
Yeah. I have no way of proving one way or the other what happens there.
That's an interesting example, though. Only a couple other things. We had some suggestions that we do a couple more tutorials. One specific, well, people said that they liked the tutorials and they wanted, well, what about, you know, going from 2-star to 3-star? Do you have any comments on that? Another one, asked for best strategies for playing, PvE. So that's something we'll be probably looking at in the future. Probably not right away, but,
Right. Definitely. I was going to say, if this is back to back, our wives are going to hate us by the end of this podcast.
Yeah, we'll have to put a little bit of time in between there.
Right, but absolutely. I'm on board. I think we should get as many strategy guides style helper podcasts out there as possible.
I would imagine we'll probably all be back together in the same physical location sometime between now and Thanksgiving. So maybe we'll
Seems likely.
Yeah, that seems fair. I mean, with the
so
exception...
So I assume sometime by Thanksgiving we'll probably...
Right, I was going to say, with the exception of this weekend, which we already have other plans.
card playing and drinking.
Yes.
Right.
The last thing in the listener comments is going to lead us into the Galactus event. Most of the comments, the majority of the comments, were wanting to hear us tear into the Galactus event. And I just want to say, wow. I was completely astounded. I am in awe of the level of complaining and whining about the Galactus event. I mean, don't get me wrong, there was some complaining in our alliance, and I think it was somewhat justified, but the hatred being expressed toward the developers was just amazing.
Yeah.
People posting how they've been lied to, they'd been cheated by the developers because they said that the anniversary event would be fun and have great rewards, but it's not fun. It's too darned hard. I'm sorry, it was Galactus. Freaking well, shut up.
And people said the same thing about the Ultron event. You know, it's really hard. Not all that many alliances got to the end of that either. I mean, yeah, you're fighting Galactus. I'm okay if Galactus wins every time, because that's what he's going to do. Right. I don't have an ultimate nullifier in my back pocket, and I can't make him make him run away from it.
The self-entitlement felt by the players, to me, is astounding. I mean, I guess there's a lot of millennials, you know.
I was going to say,
a lot of people playing this game who just think that they should get a reward just for picking up your game every day. I don't know.
Well, that was one, it was a sweet millennial burn. Two, I'm surprised that you would be surprised, you know, having a good idea of, you know, the people who play this style of game, the Steam smartphone generation. I mean, why wouldn't they want instant gratification? There's a Galactus event. Why haven't I made it to the end yet? Why doesn't this free game that I play give me more things? Now, to their complaining, I will add this to their I would say, defensible. When I'm getting housed by the Galactus, I'm pretty comfortable with that. You know, it's a little disheartening, but because you always want to hope that you can do it this time.
Right.
What I'm not as okay with, when I am getting absolutely wrecked by the five sub-events that let me re-battle Galactus, that is unnecessary. It is unnecessary to attack me with a 22,000 hit point Gorgon after I've just suffered through seven hand ninjas that were also ramped up too high.
I think it was eight.
That event was the most brutal one, I think, that particular little thing. That was a horrific fight.
Yeah, there was some full-on shenanigans in there. I mean, I'm fine if I can't beat the boss, but if I can't even play the boss because I can't beat the boss's chumps, then I'm going to have... I'll grouse a little bit.
Right.
Sure. Well, I said, we had people in our alliance, you know, complaining a bit, and yeah, I think it's justified, you know. But to give you an idea of where I'm coming from, one of the things while I was looking at this, one of the things I saw was there was apparently an exploit during this event that would somehow allow you to reset the board when Galactus came up. I don't know the details, and I don't really care about learning what the exploit was. Hopefully they fix it.
Right.
But what was mentioned in a YouTuber's video was that they said, don't hate the player, hate the game. Don't blame the person using exploit, but blame the developers for making the game so hard. Because that the only option is to cheat at that point.
Oh, I can't get better, so I need to cheat?
Right.
That was BS. If that's your attitude, you should stop playing all games.
That's where a lot of my spite is coming from. It's ridiculous. It that's taking it too far.
Right.
I guess I've played too many poker games in live casino type events and for real money, whereas the thought of cheating means that you should get drug out into the alley and beaten senseless within an inch of your life. There's no way. Do not cheat at games, kids. I mean,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
A game.
Let's leave the exploits alone, even if you know they're there. All that being said, so the one thing I would like to say is I really did enjoy the Galactus event. Yes, it was hard. In some cases, I agree it was too hard. However, I like the idea that the alliance like pulls together.
I do too. Not that we're ever particularly disjointed. We're a pretty well-oiled alliance, I would say.
Right.
But it was nice having a common goal.
Right. And discussing strategies and tips. And not only that, but fighting a hard game makes you a better gamer. I had to come up with combos that I'd never used before and you know, discover different synergies between characters. So to me, I've got a couple more teams now that are pretty devastating.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I think part of it was also the first day with all the server issues. I think that just drove everybody to be angry to begin with.
Right.
And yeah, I understand that. I'm a little sympathetic because, you know, being a network admin, I understand that, you know, sometimes that happens. But yeah, you would think that they would be able to be a little bit more prepared on day one of their new big event. But so I think that just put everybody in a ridiculously angry mindset. And then they just kept complaining from there on out.
It does. It just snowballs from there.
Right. In any case, I hope that the next, we're expecting another Galactus event this weekend. It sounds like they've taken a lot of the comments to heart. Hopefully it'll be a little bit more fun.
Right. Hopefully they didn't take all the hateful, life-threatening comments to heart. But I am excited to give the Galactus event another go-round.
Right, so yeah, we're playing that this weekend. We'll see how that goes.
Speaking of synergies, what did you guys use to do? I mean, you mentioned, Craig, you mentioned your, amazingly enough, using Luke Cage. but what were other working of character team-ups? Like, for instance, I used 3-star Magneto, 3-star Storm, Mohawk, and 2-star Fishnets, Black Widow,
right,
in order to steal his AP when possible. And they seem to, you know, build off each other fairly well. But yeah, like you said, once we got into round 5, it started getting really difficult, even for them.
Yeah, I know the developers put out a comment saying that as they watch things, original Black Widow was being used a tremendous amount by players.
I agree. She was a huge asset. I was using her with She-Hulk. She-Hulk actually was able to zero out his pool of black a few times with Furious Charge.
Oh. Nice. Isn't that's a random pull, isn't it?
Yeah, or they're whichever they have the most of. So it became random because he goes up evenly.
Right.
Right. Well, who's the other person that steals? Psylocke, you could have used.
Oh my god, her Bewilder?
Yeah, Bewilder, which is that not a good power, but no. I mean, that was there.
If you could live long enough to get that off, you're already doing good.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It takes way too long to charge for it to be usable in there.
And like I said, it didn't occur to me the first few rounds to break out Punisher in his insta-kill.
Yeah, with his 40, I would have never thought of that until you told me that.
But yeah, his retribution, so if you could get Galactus down to 40%, you could instantly win, because, you know, you could just shoot him right in the head.
As long as you had that red charged.
Right, so maybe I'll try and team him up with maybe Fury, and maybe the two can just shoot guns at him. Because, you know, people with handguns should easily be able to take out Galactus.
Right.
Exactly. And, you know, throw a hood in there.
I was
going
to say, what a great segue into our next segment. Because when I tried him, because he is a stealer of colors, and he is a blower up of tiles.
And he loves
that is true, but yellow.
His yellow takes too long to charge in a 3-round Galactus fight.
Yeah, getting 15 right. Yellow in 3 turns.
Normally, I am very very pro the hood. I'm a believer in Parker Robbins from way back.
All right, so yes, as Ian says, this week's feature 3-star is Parker Robbins. Him of the, I stole this magic hood from a demon, and now I'm something to be feared instead of just a normal street thug.
Seriously, he just wanted to get his mom some health care. Thanks for nothing, Obama.
Oh, that's funny. If only you weren't a Democrat, that would be funnier.
Wait a minute. Ian's not a Democrat. I'm pretty sure he's registered Republican.
True story. Lifelong Republican.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly how you vote every time, too, you liberal piece of crap.
This show just took a weird turn.
It turned into your other show.
Oh, no.
I saw at some point that remind me to make an appearance on your other show so I can inject my crazy conservative views into your other podcast.
Adios mio.
Anywho, Parker Robbins.
Yes.
He's got some powers. Yellow is he breaks out his twin Lorcan 380 pistols and fires them at you. That destroys 2 3x3 blocks, which does at max level 317 damage per tile destroyed for a total damage of 5,706.
It is awesome. If that power didn't end the turn, it would be unbelievable, but as it is, it's amazing.
I agree with that statement completely. Yep. I really wish it didn't end the turn.
For 15 AP, it shouldn't end the turn. If it were like 5 or 7 or something, or 10.
9.
What? 5?
Well, you'd be less damage, but.
Okay.
But hell, 15's a lot of AP
if
to get.
If it charged in 5, I am using him against
Galactus. Oh my goodness! I would smoke everyone with the hood. He'd be unbalanced horribly.
His blue power is that Dormammu shows up and hangs out with him and gives him cookies.
Yes.
Each turn, when there are more than, nine?
Nine or more.
Blue or purple tiles on the board, he steals one of that, and as you level him up, you also steal red and green and black and yellow. So he steals everything except team-ups.
That's fantastic. And you can do, it stacks. Just in case we're not explaining this appropriately, if there are more than nine of, more than one color, he's going to be stealing all of those colors.
Right.
At the start of a turn, not just, one.
Right, so if you have Dormammu's 8 at level 5 and you're using him against Galactus, you can steal that black away.
Yep.
If there's one a bunch of black on the board.
As long as there's black on the board, yeah. You can't necessarily count on it, though.
No, then I don't think... I guess it could if he's about to generate 28 black and you get him down to 27. That'll buy you a whole nother turn.
That's true, I says. And then his black power for 9 black is Intimidation, where he threatens all of his friends by pointing guns at their heads.
Right.
It damages the target for, what is it at max level? 1,390 damage.
So 1,400 almost.
Yeah, and reduces the timer on a random friendly countdown tile by 1, which can be good or bad. Some of your friendly countdown tiles you want to stick around as long as possible. So you got to kind of watch who you team up with him.
Right, and here's my other grouse about that. Hood, at his core... And his, or at least his most powerful, is a tile destroyer.
Correct.
Why am I going to want to team him up? I need, for his black to be effective, I need to team him up with someone who generates countdown tiles. And then now I can't blow tiles up because I need to keep these tiles on the board so that I can count them down. He's a 5-5-3 if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly why I don't. Why have it reduce the countdown tiles by 1? It doesn't match his other powers, and it's barely, I don't know, I guess it can be usable, but I never even take it into effect.
Right, now he is someone I would like to see teamed up with a, another tile-smashing tank like the Hulk, like 3-star Hulk, because Hulk's going to be putting green, his anger's going to be putting green tiles on there, that's going to boost the green tiles above 9, so Dormammu's going to be stealing green tiles so you can do more thunderclaps. It's just... I see them working well together.
Right. Sure. I think that what I'm probably going to try with him is team him up with Kingpin, throw out all those Magia tokens, and then intimidate them down real quick.
Right.
So they all
go
off real fast.
Sure. Why? Yeah. The Kingpin of Crime and the head of the Magia.
Yeah. Sounds like a good time.
Why wouldn't they go well together?
I suppose if I had Kingpin, I might have thought about that.
Right. I also have no Kingpins to make that. But I like where you're going with this, Craig.
But that's what I think I'm going to try. I need a few more Kingpin to make him playable.
Right.
But, me too.
And he wouldn't stick with the theme, but I mean, you could throw him in there with squirrel, squirrel, squirrels, and ants, ants, ants to get those tiles down even faster.
Yeah, but I don't want ants, ants, ants to go way fast because they're doing damage every turn.
Oh, you want to pump them up. Well, but when they explode, they do a lot of... No, wait, ants or is that squirrels is one that explode and do a ton of damage?
I don't know. Exploding squirrels sounds pretty awesome.
We'll get to her. We'll get to her another day. So anyway, the hood. I gave him... I would say
three stars.
I would put him as far as power. I would put him somewhere in the 7 to 8 out of 10 range.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. The twin pistols is completely devastating.
It really is.
If only it didn't cost 15 yellow. It just seems to take forever.
Right.
To
if
get
it only
that
didn't
charge.
Cost so much and cost you a turn. I guess as long as you do it at the end of your turn, doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that costing a turn just makes me so sad.
If he only had a few more hit points, I would definitely push him up to the 8 to 9 power range. But he's a very versatile character. The hood comes highly recommended. It gets the Ian stamp of approval.
Oh, see, and I don't want to team up with Squirrel Girl because then she can't come out and flex her biceps at somebody because that is also yellow.
Right.
It also ends the turn.
It also ends the turn. Yeah.
Rewards of the week. Like I said earlier, I think I got a Mr. Fantastic today when I finished up, when I got the max points in the simulator. So that was a good time. And as we spoke earlier, I got a Deadpool, four-star Deadpool. So what'd you guys get this week?
I would say my favorite was probably that Devil Dino cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long time no see.
I know. He's a good friend. I'm glad to have him back.
Yeah, my tokens have been doing me poorly this last week. Got the couple of the Devil Dinos, which... are pretty good, so I've got him at 1-2-2 now. He can wave his arms a little bit more furiously. that was the highlight of my week.
Yeah, but as we talked about, I mean, we, I mean, we'll, we'll get to four stars some other time, but that is still fun to team up with Kamala Khan, because every time he wiggles his little arms, you get some healing.
Right.
I did try that out in a low level fight, and that was pretty fun, actually. They could not hurt my dino. I would bite them furiously and then wiggle my arms and heal myself.
Sorry. All right.
I was annoyed at the animation the entire fight, but.
Oh my god, you would be. I totally forgot about that.
Arm wiggle.
Yeah.
I don't know, pump up, fist pump, I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever you call Kamala Khan's.
That little wink that she gives you.
However, Ray is super lucky because he's got the worst hearing of all time, is that he can't hear the ding that goes off every time Kamala Khan heals someone, because that bugs me the most when I have the sound on.
That is
when
true.
She winks at me and goes, ding!
My the high-end tones completely gone, so I had no idea that even made a sound.
Way too much of going to those rock and or roll concerts back in the day. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh no, I forgot to grab my notes so that I can do it in a professional and efficient manner. I'm just gonna have to do it based on what I know and what I believe. We are part of the soon to be named podcast network, where you can pick a variety of excellent podcast shows to enjoy. Amongst them are the Fresher and Parlance Show, which is a interactive YouTube show where they discuss news and events and pop culture of the week. You can enjoy our flagship show, The Long Box Heroes. It is a comic book themed show hosted by none other than Leonard F. Chikarasin and I believe his good friend Todd. So if you have any interest in comics, comic books, or anything comic related, check out the Long Box Heroes. There is the Podvocacy Show, hosted by Dave and Jason. Oh, if I'm wrong, I know it's Jason, but I always forget his partner's name because I don't look into it very often because I'm a terrible member of this network. But they discuss all things pop culture and all of their hobbies and interests. So if you have any interest in things, TV, movies, games, comic books, video games, check out Podvocacy. We also have the Dadstractions, which is a show hosted by our favorites, Leonard F. Chikarasin and Brian, who discuss their lives as fathers and the things they do to keep themselves sane. And last, and certainly not least, we have the world-famous Prodigal Sons podcast, where myself, Jared, Adam, and Brian curse for an hour and 15 minutes. That's really all you need to know about that show. We really discuss anything from politics to what Brian wears to sleep at night. So
this is a true story.
That's a true episode.
If you want a little bit of everything with a lot of vulgarity and a lot of unnecessary hate thrown the way of the South, by all means, check out the Prodigal Sons podcast.
I did not check out this week's episode, but I'm assuming there has been lots of fanboy discussions that their favorite show, Arrow, A Flash, is back on the TV.
It's possible. We did not record on Monday due to illness.
Ah.
Our producer was very, very sick, so we decided to cancel the show.
Okay, because I know they're big fans of Flash.
I think they'll probably mention Flash. They'll probably mention a whole lot of other things. They'll probably mention the end of Playboy magazine, things of that nature.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Again, for a different show.
Right. Absolutely.
So, again, we always want to thank everybody for joining us and for supporting the show. And please keep firing comments at us. You have boosted us up to the front page in Toys and Games on Podomatic.
Yes.
So thank you very much.
Games and Hobbies.
Games and Hobbies, sorry. Toys and Games, Games and Hobbies, Cats and Dogs, Living Together, Mass Hysteria.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, we were number 11 in Games and Hobbies, and that was awesome. Got us on the front page.
Right.
So you can always check out things at our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com. You can grab the podcast there. You can grab it from Podomatic. You can grab it from iTunes. At lots of those places, you could leave us comments. You could leave us comments on Reddit. We always post a link to the show in the Reddit subreddit for the Marvel Puzzle Quest game. And we'd love to hear from you. So either email us. All of our email addresses are on the webpage, fill out a comment form there, post it in Reddit. But please send us more stuff and what you want to hear about, what you want to talk about.
right, whatever is convenient for you. I will just echo what Ray and Craig said, because I wanted to you know, really personally reach out and say thank you to all of you who comment, question. And I mean, hearing feedback from you guys is genuine fuel for the show and my soul. It makes me feel like what we're doing has purpose, other than just hanging out with, you know, two good friends talking about what we would be talking about normally. I'm glad to know that we're making a connection with you guys out there. So thank you so much, and we'll be excited to talk to you next week.
All right, so good night for now, and remember, just 'cause it got eight legs doesn't make it a spider. Good night.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.